You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Today we're going to talk about domestic violence and spousal abuse. I am a victim of domestic violence, whether people choose to believe it or not, and honestly, that's really none of their business anyways. Let's go ahead and jump into this. Why I left my ex, Ashley. She was starting drama 24/7. Well, come to find out, she was cheating on me the whole time, and that our firstborn is not even mine. And now I've had online haters that are all like, "Oh, the kid is yours. Sure, those kids are yours. They look just like you." Oh yeah? Well then, how come you keep telling me to not be around them? See, that's the thing is that people will sit there and they'll say whatever they want and blah, 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 and all this crap. Whenever there are horrible people behind closed doors. You guys, I'd say you don't understand, but a lot of you probably already do, and you're probably already agreeing with me. And so, like, you know, I'll just leave it at that. So why did I leave her? Because, okay, what it came down to is my mom was asking her, you know, "Do you love him?" And she said, she didn't say nothing for a long time. And I was like, "See, she doesn't love me. It's freaking obvious. She would have told you by now." And so my mom kept asking her, "Chance, stay out of this." I'm like, "All right, whatever. You're going to see." Well, she said no. At the end of this whole fiasco of her being questioned over whether she loves me or not, she said no. So I had to leave. Should I have left a long time ago? Yes. Because she was cheating on me. I knew that she was cheating on me. It was obvious she was cheating on me. Like, come on, dude. You know? But I was scared. I was scared to leave her because I didn't know what the heck I was going to do. I didn't know anybody out in Arizona like that. I was out in Arizona by myself. No family, no friends. It was crazy because I had been with her for 4 years. I had no friends. She depleted me of all my friends. And I didn't even really talk to my family after that because she turned me against my family. And on top of that, she turned my family against me. Because after all this was said and done, one of my family members honestly asked me, "How could you do that to her?" And I was like, "Excuse me? You want to run that by me one more time?" I couldn't believe it. I could not freaking believe that my own aunt, who loves me to freaking death and knows me way better than that, act like I abused her. Oh, right, okay. Whenever I got done explaining everything to her, she was like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." Because on Facebook, it looked completely different. It looked like you two were so happy. And I said, "Yeah, that's because she does that stuff to cover up what she's really doing behind closed doors." And she was like, "Wow, wow." And I'm like, "Yeah." So that's why I left her. On top of being physically abused, violently, charging at me, swinging at me, biting me, leaving a freaking bruise so big on my arm that it looked like I got hit by a whole softball. Not just the end of a softball. Didn't get just nicked by a softball. Like, I just got straight hit on my arm to where my whole bicep bruised up by a softball. It was a softball big. Got the pictures to prove it. And what did she got? She's got pictures of me having to defend myself against that wild attack. Like, how sick of a person is going to sit there and try to... She basically beat herself up. She might as well have took a softball, put it in a sock, and beat herself with it to make it look like I beat her. That's awful. That's so awful. It was so important that I needed to leave her because I needed to protect myself. You know, it wasn't just abusive. It was also extremely manipulative what she was doing. She was manipulating me, manipulating my family, manipulating the kids into believing that I'm the dad because she doesn't want to admit that the druggie was her dad. That, like, how awful is that? How freaking awful is that? It's pretty bad, right? That is pretty freaking bad. You know, so now let's talk about what CPS did. Child Protective Services came in, agreed with me 100% of the time, then turned around and acted like I'm the monster. They got a drug test out of both of us. She cheated on her drug test. And I went in, told them exactly what was going on with me, did the drug test straight up, and I barely had any marijuana left in me. Oh, but hers came out clean because she cheated to win. It was awful. It all came down to a drug test that I told them what it was about. They said it would be fine. I went ahead and I did my drug test. I followed their advice. I followed the advice of CPS, and CPS screwed me over. No, let me take that back. CPS screwed my kids over. Between Planned Parenthood and CPS, Child Protective Services, those are the most two horrible, horrible things to have to deal with on Earth, besides the government. State departments are bad. Judicial system is horrible. Department of Justice should be ashamed of itself. And I'm gonna tell you straight up, I don't hardly ever feel entitled, but I feel like I'm entitled to something to compensate me for my time, stress, mental distress, and all that. Like, I'll sit here and go on and on for days about it, but I'm not gonna, because I'm just gonna leave it at that. I believe what I just said is enough. Because what happened in court was awful. They treated me like I'm some kind of monster. And I wasn't the one abusing the other one. That is awful. And I know there's a lot of you out there that are like, yep, that's my story, 100%. I went through that too. I know you did. Because I went through it and it was awful. I hated every minute of it. You know, her lawyer versus my lawyer. Oh my God. She has her best friend find out who my lawyer is. I'm under the impression that she paid my lawyer off. And then on top of that, my lawyer tried to litigate for more. I don't even remember what it's called right now. I'm so stressed out, dude. Just talking about this. I hate even thinking that this has happened, you know? Because it's traumatic. And that's how they try to mind control you through trauma. But her lawyer, I call him Lord Voldemort. This guy's the biggest scumbag on Earth. You think you've seen a scummy lawyer? You should see this one. He's a snake. He's an egg-eating snake. That's what I've been calling this dude. Forget this guy. He's a freaking prick. And my lawyer, she shows up with no documents, right? She's got no documents to prove my innocency. None. And it didn't matter anyways, because the judge was going to do a guilty conviction no matter what. No matter what was said. I had a witness. She didn't have no witness. She had a cop go up there and do a testimony, and the cop wasn't even there for all the things that went down. She was not even there. Oh, but she had a testimony. Oh, yeah, okay. All right, cool. Cool. Just awful, man. Awful people on the face of this earth. Awful freaking people that just do not care what goes on. They don't care. They don't care what happens. They just care about their money, just like George stinking Soros. It's awful, man. I'm gonna read to you something. Because, you know, okay, look. I recently read something, okay? We're just gonna start off where this is at. The fact that she only got 1 year is a joke. She would have gotten more than 1 year if she had gotten away with it. Not even counting the damage it would have done to his life. And then the edit says, because this is, you guys don't understand what you just jumped into, but the edit says, deleted comment was a similar story of a girl who falsely accused two guys of rape. When the guys told their story of how it ruined their lives, she rolled her eyes. She only got 1 year. Okay, so then somebody else underneath that says, sadly, I know from experience, when a rape charge is levied against you, it's too late. You can't stop the damage from getting super bad, and you can have your name cleared, but the damage was still done, and it will always affect how your relationships play out. For me, it was eye-opening to see who believed a baseless lie, and I can't forgive them for it. Imagine that. Because they never once reached out to ask for my side of the story. It also leaves the accused with a perspective that they can't shake. I can't make friends the way I used to, and I'm not relaxed around anyone I don't know very well. There's always a voice saying, what if this person is capable of lying about you? What can you do to stop that? And usually your solution is to not hang out with people. It's unfair to random people I meet. You know, I know that because they haven't done anything to warrant that kind of reaction, but once it's happened to you, once you'll be willing to give up a lot to prevent it from happening again. It's a limbo where You know you should get back out there and meet people and form relationships, but you're always telling yourself, no way. That's how you ended up accused in the first place. It's been almost a year since it happened to me, and they didn't go to the police because they were just lying about me because they were with someone at the time, and I didn't know about that. Sounds like my last relationship, a baby mama relationship. I can't imagine what kind of toll it takes on someone who is forced to go to court on a bogus accusation. Sorry if this is all unwarranted, just feels too good to talk about it anonymously. Edit. Thank you to anyone who shared their story, commented, or messaged me reaching out. Y'all made my day a whole hell of a lot better. So I added, here's a story. This girl I grew up with. We hooked up when we were kids. Then many years go by, and she's dating an older guy. And her mom caught her having sex with him when she was underage and he was older. Old enough to do time for the sex that they were having. But she said that she was raped by me when she was threatened with being tested medically to see if she was still a virgin like she was claiming. Well, the cop picked me up and tormented me, called me a liar and all this crap when he was traveling with me, drove unsafe to try and scare me on the way to the station. But thankfully, the case was thrown out of court. But not before I spent 2 weeks in jail waiting trial. Thankfully, I never had to set foot in court, but still, was not a pleasant experience to have to go through. Also had a quote unquote friend I used to always want to have sex with. And then we finally had sex, and she told all of our friends that I raped her. Thankfully, no one believed her because they know me better than that. And they know that she likes to start drama. But one guy did believe her and threatened me. This made it to where I don't want to deal with that situation ever again, and it's been years since both incidents had happened to me. But the second girl knew my situation with the first girl I grew up with and thought that it was a good idea to say that I raped her. The weirdest part about it is that I wanted a relationship with her, and she even told me that it was the best sex she'd ever had in her life, but then turned around and told everyone that I raped her. So now, I take screenshots of girls who text me they want to have sex, or I just avoid people, or keep to myself. I don't tell people about my life much like I used to. I don't know who I can trust, and I would just rather avoid the trouble. And then somebody underneath that says, never be sorry about needing to get something off your chest, brother, especially something of this degree. People that get falsely accused of rape have their entire life switched upside down. Though I have no experience with this, I would assume life would never be the same as you stated. Personally, I think the punishment for those who do falsely accuse should get a sentence equal to what the accused would have gotten. I hope that you are doing well, brother, and that at some point you can have a somewhat normal life. Somebody else said, this is what I say, that they should get the same punishment, and generally can't fathom why that's so difficult to put into action. You try to do X damage to X person, that's exactly what you get. In other words, it's called eye for an eye. Eye for an eye. Eye for an eye, George Soros.